AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions are high between the U.S. and Iran, and the U.S. is sending another message to the Middle East. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight. And I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
On his way out of the White House on a trip to Japan, President Trump talked about the start of an investigation by Attorney General William Barr into the start of the Russia investigation.
I declassified, I guess, potentially millions of pages of documents. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But I want to be transparent.
The president says the Russia investigation was an attempted coup. He also says William Barr is in charge.
You're going to learn a lot. I hope it's going to be nice, but perhaps it won't be.
The president also says he's considering pardons for several American military members accused of war crimes. He plans to wait to make decisions.
There's two or three of them right now. It's a little bit controversial. It's very possible that I'll let the trials go on and I'll make my decision after the trial.
Missouri's governor has signed a strict new abortion law. In Alabama, a federal lawsuit was filed asking a judge to block the law that outlaws almost all abortions there. Performing an abortion in Alabama at any stage of pregnancy is a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison for the abortion provider. Authorities say they broke up hundreds of black market marijuana growing operations in Colorado that flouted the state's cannabis law. This is AP Radio News. Celebrity chef Mario Batali pleaded not guilty to an assault charge.
The Commonwealth is moving for arraignment.
Batali is accused of forcibly kissing and groping a woman at a restaurant in Boston in 2017. The woman says it all started when Batali noticed her taking a photo of him and invited her to take a selfie with him. The request from prosecutor Christina Jewart.
The Commonwealth would just ask for the conditions of a stay away, no contact from the alleged victim and witnesses in this matter.
Batali did not speak in the courtroom. He nodded as the judge ordered him to stay away from the woman. She also filed a civil lawsuit against Batali back in August, asking for unspecified damages for severe emotional distress. Batali's lawyer says he will fight the accusations vigorously and the outcome will fully vindicate him. Michigan's attorney general says prosecutors have brought sexual abuse charges against five Catholic priests as part of the office's investigation into clergy abuse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.